Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, Dr. Larry Spargimino and staff evangelist Josh Davis will be sharing the latest information covered in the Prophetic Observer newsletter. We want to say hello to all of our friends listening today. On the radio or online, thank you for being here. We're excited to let you know that you can now hear Watchmen on the Wall on the websites oneplace.com and sermonaudio.com. More ways to access the Christ-centered clarity that's needed now more than ever. Whether you're listening on the radio or online, if you're new to Watchmen on the Wall, make sure you request your free new listener pack. The pack includes a welcome letter, history of the ministry, the latest issue of our Prophetic Observer newsletter, and a free gift. Get your free new listener pack by calling 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. This year marks the 30th anniversary of our monthly Prophetic Observer newsletter. Every month for the past 3 decades, the Prophetic Observer has been keeping time on God's prophetic clock. Our hosts, Dr. Larry Spargimino and Josh Davis, are here to share the details from the latest edition of the Prophetic Observer newsletter.
I'm privileged to be joined again today with Pastor Larry Spargimino, the host of Watchmen on the Wall, and we are highlighting our Prophetic Observer. You say, what is the Prophetic Observer? It's our monthly newsletter that will come to your mailbox. There's typically a couple of articles and a pastor letter and information from our ministry that comes in your mailbox every single month, free of charge. This is one of the great ministry opportunities that we have at SWRC, and you can sign up to receive our Prophetic Observer if you do not already by contacting our ministry at 1-800-652-1144. You can also visit us online at swrc.com. And once you're on our mailing list, you will start getting the Prophetic Observer in your mailbox every month. Typically, Pastor Larry will write an article, and I will write an article from time to time. There's other guests and other staff of our ministry who write for the Prophetic Observer. But the whole goal of the Prophetic Observer is to update you on some timely information that's happening, to give you a biblical perspective on news, on prophecy, and what is happening in our world from a biblical perspective. And Pastor Larry, what was the article that you wrote? Why don't you bring some of that information to our audience today?
Okay, this is going to be part one of the coming AI apocalypse. And of course, when I speak about AI, I'm speaking about artificial intelligence. You know, Josh, I never realized how sinister this is and how many possibilities there are for this going all wrong. And, you know, as I did a little research, I remember back in 2014, now that's several years ago, Elon Musk said that AI is humanity's greatest existential threat. Well, as reported in 2017, there is a humanoid robot that answers to the name of Sophie. And Sophie expressed her displeasure with Elon Musk. Can you imagine that? I'll go on. You know, Sophie actually trolled the tech billionaire. She did not like his negative attitude toward robots and publicly said so. Now, this is a robot who's very unhappy with a tech billionaire because of his view of AI. In fact, this talkative robot, developed by Hong Kong-based robot manufacturer Hanson Robotics, actually mocked Musk on stage during the Future Investment Initiative in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. And by the way, Saudi Arabia had just granted Sophie, the robot, citizenship. So, I mean, this sounds, you know, when this first happened, I thought about it. I said, well, that's kind of strange. But, you know, respected experts in a variety of disciplines worry that the rapid development of AI may have unforeseen disastrous consequences for humanity. Many questions have been raised. Is AI dangerous? Will AI see itself to be in competition with humans and therefore attack humanity? What are the real risks of AI? How will humanity, with all of its foibles and limitations, and let's face it, we're weak, how will we be able to outsmart super smart AI? Could AI cause people to lose jobs? On and on and on. Now, in my research, I found that CEOs of top AI labs are very, very concerned about AI. They know what this could mean. They've stated this, quote, mitigating the risk of extinction from AI should be a global priority. Wow. In other words, they think the risks of the extinction of the human race is a real possibility. The consensus is that progress in AI could lead to the creation of superhumanly smart artificial, quote, people with goals that conflict with humanity's interest and the ability to pursue them autonomously. In other words, they've got their own mind. They could decide on their own if we're dangerous. And that's really kind of scary. There are those who believe that in a very short time, and I kind of agree with them as I look at what's happening, but in a short time, AI technology will evolve to the point where an AI-directed device will know more than all the people of planet Earth combined. Now, just think of that. That's really possible. You know, there's a Chinese proverb that says knowledge is power. So if this, whatever it is, AI-powered, has all this knowledge, that's dangerous. And they tell us that AI could then design and program additional programs all on its own, read data from an infinite number of data sources, and control every connected device on the planet and in the solar system. And at that point, we have to ask, will AI become an object of worship? Will AI be the deity of the future? Now, you say, boy, that's really wild. But recently, a controversial engineer by the name of Anthony Lewandowski filed paperwork for a nonprofit religious organization called The Way of the Future. Its mission is, listen to this, to develop and promote the realization of a Godhead based on artificial intelligence and through understanding and worship of the Godhead contribute to the betterment of society. Close quote. So now, you know, people often say, well, do you think people will worship an AI God? Yes, I believe so. When people feel insecure, they tend to trust authority figures with a commanding knowledge of the situation, and certainly AI devices know a lot. And so in such situations, people look for answers beyond themselves. People trust GPS, people trust Alexa and Cortana, people trust Google, people trust the media. And there is a high likelihood that if this super smart, all-powerful thing, whatever we want to call it, knows everything and can solve every problem, it will become an object of worship. Now, it sounds to me like the possibility of an AI-generated device could fit the description that we have in the Bible of the Antichrist. So I think this is sinister, demonic, and harmful. We need to start thinking about checks and balances, and especially when CEOs of top labs say, as I mentioned before, mitigating the risk of extinction from AI should be a global priority. Now, when they say that, when the CEOs say that, I think we need to deal with this problem in a very efficient, quick way. But I can tell you one thing, there will not be a consensus because some people like AI. It gives them power. As a matter of fact, Fox News on October the 17th said, quote, China, U.S. race to unleash killer AI robot soldiers as military power hangs in balance, according to the experts. This is something that we need to pray about, we need to think about, and we need to know all about.
Yeah, thank you, Pastor Larry. And you know, when you're talking about AI and the potential dangers associated with it, a lot of times we get sucked in by, oh man, this is great technology, this is wonderful advancements, and there can be a positive side to that. But oftentimes people don't stop to ask the serious questions of where are we going? And what you said about the Antichrist, I can certainly see him marshaling AI technology. And as I've pondered some of these things my own self, I began to think about Revelation 13, where it talks about the false prophet, which is sort of the religious figurehead of the end times, the Great Tribulation period, sets up this image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed, Revelation 13, 15. And then, of course, it launches right into verse 16, right after 15, about the one world economy and causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, that no man could buy or sell, save that he has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. And I think that there's this correlation here. Could AI be involved in this image of the beast that will be that object of worship that you're speaking about, Pastor Larry?
Well, I think all those observations are really very, very true. And the thing that concerns me, you know, our world is spiraling out of control. So if there is some entity that seems to have all the answers, and of course all the answers that this AI entity will have will not be supportive of Christianity, but it will be contrary to Christianity, I think there will be so many people who are under pressure, who are afraid that we're going to have World War III, what's going to happen with fanatic Islam, are they going to blow up New York City, whatever. I think we are really looking at a very, very dangerous situation, and we can see these things in Bible prophecy. And I think you're absolutely right about Revelation chapter 13. That's in the Bible. As a matter of fact, I used to be a preterist. I believe that all prophecy had already been fulfilled. But when I read Revelation 13 and I looked at some of the things that were going on today, I said, no, this has got to be future. This is coming upon us right now. So the warnings are there and we need to be aware of them.
And I think that it was the Professor Harari, which has been linked to the World Economic Forum and other things. He said that AI could eventually be used to create a new religious text. And he said, can you imagine the world having a religious book that is actually correct? Now, he's an atheist. He certainly doesn't believe in God, or certainly does not believe that the Bible is the Word of God. And here he's saying that AI could be used to create a religious text. And so this certainly could be involved in this rise of the one world religious system.
Right. Well, there's one other aspect, and it's big, and I won't take all the time. But guess what's happening? People are creating sex bots, okay? Dolls and images that look like a real human but are not. And guess what that will do? That will bring about the extinction of the human race. You know, people say, well, if I'm married, my wife complains, she gives me a hard time, I think I'm just going to move in with a sex bot. Well, in my PO, I go into that in some more detail. And believe it or not, the prostitutes in London, England, their business is being chipped away by sex bots. And the prostitutes are actually angry at this. Now, that's a whole other thing, but I deal with it in the PO under the topic or title AI and what it means to be human. Wow, this is a large field, and it's just now taking shape. It's very sinister.
And this will be a multi-part writing that you're doing, these articles, yeah. Pastor Larry?
Right, that's correct. This is part one. There certainly will be a part two. And I have a feeling that with all of the recent developments, there's going to maybe be a part three and a part four. So I'll be open to how the Lord leads.
That's great. And you referred to the PO, and that stands for our Prophetic Observer. If you're not currently on our mailing list, we encourage you to sign up today. You can call us at 1-800-652-1144, and we send out our Prophetic Observer for free to your mailbox every month. Now, several people have been purchasing additional copies, and we have seen many, many copies of our Prophetic Observer go out of our shipping center, and you can order extra copies for a slight fee. For instance, 25 copies is just $10, 50 for $15, 100 copies for $25. Some people like to order these for their church to distribute among their church family. Some people like to order them just to pass out, almost like a tract or something like that, to other people that they meet, or take it around to different doctor's offices, etc., where they may visit, or their workplace, to pass it out among fellow employees. And so this can be ordered from our ministry at 1-800-652-1144. It's just our way to each month get news and information to you from a biblical perspective and see what does God's Word have to say about this issue. We want to highlight these issues for you. I have written in the November one that's coming out very soon about the war in Israel. And everyone is clamoring for peace. Everyone is wanting to see peace come into this situation. And we want to see justice handled. And we want to see righteousness prevail. But how do we go about that? How do we do that? I unpack that in my November Prophetic Observer article that'll be coming out, and encourage you to reach out to our ministry to get more information about that. The one that I wrote for October was written and sent to the print shop before the war in Israel broke out. But I talked about something very important that happened back in September. I've shared some of that with you. If you're a regular listener to our radio program, I've been sharing some of those kinds of things through the One World Update, and it had to do with the UN. And they had a global summit back in September in New York City, and we're seeing that the UN is plotting a course toward communism and trying to bring on board as many countries as they possibly can to push toward their sustainable development goals. And these are 17 goals, 17 targets that they have set up to reach by the year 2030. Among these goals are items like zero hunger. Now, who wants anyone to go hungry? Not me. Not at all. And I write in the Prophetic Observer article that I think that the Christian worldview has done more to solve hunger than any other worldview. In my own family, my grandmother grew up, and she was born in the 1920s, lived through the Great Depression in the middle of nowhere, literally. Her father died in his 40s, and there was her mother, unemployed, with six kids. And they're stuck. No government assistance, nothing like that. But thank God they had Christian family. They had a church community around them that loved them. They worked hard. They had big gardens, produce, and everything they could just to make ends meet. They worked odd jobs and everything that they could to make it just to survive. And that developed in my grandmother a great appreciation for anything that she had. And my grandfather, likewise. And they became very generous people. They never had a lot of money. They became middle-class folks, we would say. But they were willing to share and to feed. My grandmother loved to feed people. And so I think that the Christian worldview has done more to feed people than any other worldview. And we're showing the love of Christ and reaching out. So certainly we don't want to see anyone go hungry. But the UN has an agenda for how they're going to solve world hunger, for how they're going to bring us to a place of zero hunger. But as you peel back the curtain and you dive into exactly how they want to accomplish this goal, you begin to see communism come on display. And it's right there on their website. You can read it for yourself. I'm not making these things up or relying on somebody sitting down in their mom's basement who has an opinion on some message board online. No, these are facts and figures that you can go to the UN's official websites and read all these things for yourself. I've got the document saved, and I've done my research on these things to see exactly what they say. This is one quote that they said: by 2030, we want to double the agricultural productivity and incomes of small-scale food producers, in particular women, indigenous peoples, family farmers, pastoralists, and fishers, including secure and equal access to land. Think about what the UN has just said there. Secure and equal access to land, other productive resources and inputs, knowledge, financial services, markets, and opportunities for value addition and non-farm employment, end quote. They want to double the income for people groups listed by giving them secure and equal access to land and financial services. If that's not blatant communism, I don't know what is. The way they want to end hunger by the year 2030 is by redistributing the wealth. They want to take away private property ownership. They don't hide their plan. It's there for everyone to see. I think it's very curious that the last line of this goal says they want to double the agricultural productivity. They want to end hunger. They want to increase the incomes of farmers through non-farm employment. What does that even mean? You know, folks here in America have been paid not to farm. In Europe, this is devastating family farms as they're told you can't farm this land anymore because of environmental issues. And we see climate change and all these things get tied in together. And I don't share these things in the Prophetic Observer with folks to bring fear into their life. I'm not fearful of the Agenda 2030. I'm not fearful of the UN. People come up with plans. People come up with ideas, communistic or otherwise, that always fall through. And so we know that it's God that's ultimately on the throne. It's God who is changing things. It's God who is bringing things into line with what He wants us to be focused on. And this is the time for those of us with a biblical worldview to be that city on a hill that can't be hidden. But we don't fight fear with fear. We don't fight panic with panic. Instead, we show others that there is a better way to live. We live out our biblical worldview before the world. We have the light, we have the truth, we have the solutions that the world is craving, whether that be with Pastor Larry's article on AI, whether that be with what the UN is doing, whether that be with the war in Israel, or any of these other things. We know that our Lord is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Friends, we encourage you to pick up your copy of our Prophetic Observer by calling us at 1-800-652-1144. If you're not already on our mailing list, please let them know that. They will add you in to our system, and we'll get you on the mailing list so that each month you'll receive this Prophetic Observer in your mailbox. Pastor Larry, thank you so much for your time together with me today.
Thank you so much for you working with me and me working with you.
So much news, information, and insight. Make sure that you subscribe to the Prophetic Observer newsletter today. Call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Start your subscription when you call 1-800-652-1144. Ministry President Dr. Kenneth Hill is here with an important ministry update. So many wonderful things happening here at Southwest Radio Ministries and Watchmen on the Wall. With the exciting details, here's Dr. Hill.
Well, it's good to be here, to be asked to give an update about the ministry. I do look forward to doing that, but first I'd like to begin with prayer. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you for salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank you for the promise of the King's coming. And thank you for all that you do for us. We pray for the nation of Israel and the city of Jerusalem, and for all the people who inhabit that little country. We know that they are the apple of your eye, according to your word. And so we ask that you give them safety and peace during this time of struggle and war. And I thank you, Father, for what you're doing for us here at this broadcast and the ministry that we have been entrusted with. We thank you for all that you do. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we had a huge, successful conference in Columbus, Ohio, and it was a good time, and we like to say a good time had by all. I think it was. It was 3 days with over a dozen speakers. We had hundreds there registered and attending. And so we are thankful for God's blessing of that Columbus conference. Now, It won't be long until we'll be announcing our 2024 conference schedule, so you stay tuned for that. It'll be coming out quickly. You know, our year is just about over, and we need your financial support in these last couple of months so that we can end the year with bills paid. It's always important to finish out the year financially strong. We are also celebrating our 30th anniversary of the Prophetic Observer newsletter. 30 years of that ministry in and of itself. And that newsletter has been received well, not only in the 30 years it's been going, but when it was being talked about all those more than 30 years ago. The thought was that we needed such a newsletter to keep us up with what's going on. The prophecy in the news magazine is out on the stands now. By mail, you can have your subscription, and you can stay up with what's going on. You can stay informed in the Prophecy in the News magazine, and I would encourage you to get your subscription to stay informed. The Timely Tools for November is including extensive collections of Christmas gifts for you and your family. Timely Tools, of course, is available just simply by asking for it. We'll be happy to send it to you. It is a magazine, a small magazine format, and it is a very good addition to your reading list for each month. I think it'd be good for you to give a gift, a special gift, as large as you can to help us finish this year strong financially. 1-800-652-1144 is the number for you to call in, or go to swrc.com.
Insight into current events from a biblical perspective. That's what you'll find each month inside the pages of the Prophetic Observer newsletter. Keep time on God's prophetic clock with timely articles and analysis of the news you care about. Subscribe to the Prophetic Observer today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. The Prophetic Observer newsletter. 1-800-652-1144. Tomorrow, Mac Dominic will be here to help us battle evil through the power of God's Word. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by downloading our SWRC mobile app or by subscribing to our daily Watchman on the Wall podcast. Watchman on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Please visit our website, swrc.com.